Rush Hour's Queensland Preview.
Ready.
G'day, AB and Elliot here from the Rush Hour QLD. In the world of rugby league across this state today, you got some wonderful people you hear from. Ben Dobbin live from Maroons camp, the latest out of Billy Slater's squad. What makes him such a good coach, only a year and a bit in? Also, we speak to Joe Stimson, the Gold Coast Titans, some pretty raw, honest truths about where they're at. They keep on blowing leads. And also, tales of a debutant. The Cowboys have two of them Friday night in Zach Laybutt and Rob Derby, a bloke that's been their assistant coach at the Blackhawks in Q Cup and was a pretty bloody handy player himself, a World Cup winner, State of Origin 2 Premiership. Michael Morgan tells us what it was like in 2010 when he ran out for the first time. For more, you can find us on Instagram, just search Rush Hour QLD. Rush Hour! We are crossing to Queensland Maroons camp with a gentleman that you would hear on Triple M, part of the Footy Talk podcast on Listener, the Sunday Sinbin as well, Ben Dobbin. Dobbo, we'll get to the Queensland side in a second, but some big news for the Saylor family. Wendell's young fella set to debut this weekend for the Broncos. What can you tell us about Tristan as a player?
Elliot, it's a really good story. Obviously, Tristan Saylor's past is well documented. He debuted for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, and since then, with a court case where he was found innocent, he had to rebuild his career. Well, Kevin Walters came knocking in January this year, and he had a pre-season with the Broncos, and he was awarded a development contract at the end of that. Now, he's been playing fullback for the South Slogan Magpies. They're one of the competition heavyweights in the Host Plus Cup, and he has been their best. Reece Walsh has obviously made the Origin side. So next man up, Tristan Saylor. And you know what? Within the club, within there, everybody is so excited for him. Talent, skill is not even a question. His weight is probably the only thing. He is a very, very fine specimen. So they obviously playing on the wing. These days you need a bigger winger. But at fullback, mate, I probably compare his size a little bit more than Jaden Campbell, and I think he's going to be an absolute superstar come Saturday night.
Any similarities? I mean, you know, most of Queensland grew up watching one of the Serena greats in Wendell. Any similarities? I know you're saying they're very different bodies, but any similarities in the way they play?
Nah, yes, they attack the football. I was going to say off the field. No, one's got a university degree, another one works for us. Yeah. You know, like, one reads books, the other one, no, he doesn't know how to read. But
can't spell his name, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, well, we love the Jewel. he's just one of us. But look, they attack the football. Yeah. They back themselves. And that's something that Wendell's, has passed on in the DNA. And I like that a lot about it. You know, it's a very, very classy and in a lot of ways, brave pick from Kevin Walters. He's ready for this one. I'm liking what I see.
Now, our guest this afternoon, live from Queensland Maroons camp from Team Triple M, the Sunday Sinbin, the Footy Talk podcast as well, is Ben Dobbin. Dobbo, when it comes to Maroons camps, mate, you've been in a lot of them. When Mal was coaching, Greeny, yep. Kev, now Billy Slater, what kind of mood does he set there and what do you make of this Queensland team?
Focused, committed and ready to roll. There's a change in the guard. I liked when Billy was asked, he said, this team has been picked for the state of Queensland, for all of the state. And that's what Billy Slater did. He didn't go with old traditions or anything like that. He just picked for the whole state. And that's what I like about it. They had a training last night. They had a big training session today. Alan Langer is in charge of the games tonight. They're down the coast. They can't move into Sanctuary Cove. And a lookout tonight. there's a boat show going on at Sanctuary Cove as well as the Maroons. What could go wrong with Alan Langer and Reece Walsh and Cameron Munster and Ben Hunt and these kinds of players? So that's the exciting part of it. Look, we just can't wait till, it's 8 days away. Yeah. We're all excited. Origin's back. It's Christmas wrapped up in a bow, and you get it three times. You don't get it once. You get it three times. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you reported that Cameron Munster's taken in a pretty decent rib injury. Is he 100% to play? Because Tom Dearden is obviously in that squad too.
Mate, I just saw him literally 20 minutes ago, and he is right to go. The Brill Cream's in the air. The bravado is everywhere. He is right to go.
All right, well, we can't wait for this one. As you mentioned, Wednesday week, the men's and women's State of Origin, you'll hear here on Triple M and the Listener app as well. Thank you for the access inside Team Maroon. Good on you, Dob. Appreciate your time.
See you later, Elliot.
Now sitting down with AB and Elliot, a brute of a man that served pre-seasons under Craig Bellamy.
Begging for mercy, oh!
In the rough streets of Belmore and is now packing into the front row for the Gold Coast Titans.
Joe Stimpson has plunged over.
Welcome to the Rush Hour, Joe Stimpson.
See, Joe, if we'd played this smarter, AB's gotten crook at the start of the week. You've got a bye week for the Gold Coast Titans. This could have been the birth of your radio career, but instead I get lumped with producer Luke. How are you, legend?
Yeah, that's tough, mate. I feel sorry for you. I was talking to Luke before. He's saying he was the star of the show, but I know it was always you.
He's a punish. If I had to compare him to one of your teammates, Bo Firm or something like that, just, you know.
Oh, geez.
A lot of talk, no action.
That's tough, man.
Yep.
That's tough, man.
Thanks for joining us. Joe, nice to see you across the line on the weekend in that you caught the ball and fell over it. Outside of that, an unfortunate result. How frustrating is it to lose the way you did against Canterbury?
Yeah, it seems to be a recurring little pattern for us actually at the moment. And it's very frustrating because we play so well in the first half and we say all the right things at half time, and then just our actions don't really reiterate what we sort of talk about at half time. So, that needs to be fixed really quick. So it seems to be happening a lot. So hopefully we can fix that.
Can you try and explain that a bit more in layman's terms for us? I struggle to understand because I suppose I've never done anything well in my life. But you guys are playing good footy for, as you mentioned, half, sometimes even 50 minutes. Do you think that's a mental thing that you fall away? Is it a fitness thing or?
I think it's just like, just sort of not, sounds a bit funny, but not keeping in the moment. Like, I think we, because of that, unfortunately, it has happened to us before. Like, the moment we sort of get a try, get put on us or something like that, I think we sort of, those little scars sort of come up and we start thinking about that and doubting ourselves a little bit. So I think we just got to get back onto the path of, like, we know we're a good footy side and we know what we are capable of. And, just get back to the things that, like, we do well. Like, for example, when we played Manly and Parramatta, those are the times where we sort of stayed in the now. And that's what we've been really talking about and focusing on, for the last couple of days.
What's the bye week look like? Any trips to Bali upcoming or what?
No tattoos for me. I'm just relaxing, actually. I mean, we've only got a couple of days off, though, because we got another bye in 2 weeks. So maybe play a bit of golf. Bowie Fermor is back to playing golf, so might give him a bit of a touch-up, as per usual. And, just a bit of R&R.
And what do you do as you're one of my own. You're a New South Welshman in enemy territory. Now, come State of Origin, I just refuse to watch the game with any mates here because shout-out to the wonderful Queenslanders of this state. When you win, you let us know about it. Is it just going to be you and a couple of, you know, New South Wales mates come Origin time? How do you do it?
Yep, exactly. No, we're... I'm actually, it's going to be tough. I probably won't go to training on Thursday if we lose. But, I get very, it's funny, like, whenever this time comes around, I feel like a 12-year-old fan again, getting very emotional about the people that was me, were my teammates and now I play against. So, I'm hoping Keno doesn't go as well and David doesn't go as well as they've been going for us so that we can get a win.
You can dead bat this if you need to. I'm not trying to put you in a tight spot, but can you imagine, and you're whether you're proud New South Welshman or Queenslander, Tevita Pangai Jr.'s comments came out this week where he said only a few years ago he supports Queensland and he prefers Queensland, yada, yada. Now he's been picked for New South Wales. Can you imagine ever saying that against your state?
Nah, never. Mm. Never. I would never, ever even think that. So that was a bit, that was a bit funny by T, but... I suppose he played for the Broncos for a fair bit. But,
true. That'll mess with your brain enough.
He knows where he's at. Hopefully his loyalty's a liar and we'll find out in the first 5 minutes when he takes some heads off, hopefully.
True. Him versus Tom Flegg is the true battle of lunatics. I cannot wait to see that Wednesday night.
100%.
State of Origin will be live right here on Triple M and the Listener app as well. Mate, enjoy the couple of days off and a cracker. You guys take on the Bunnies Saturday week. So look forward to speaking to you before that one. Joe Stimpson, good on you.
Thanks, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Live across Queensland on Triple M, the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. AB is away crook, but we have brought in the big guns. Now, the North Queensland Cowboys, they're in action on Friday night against Parramatta, and they have two debutants in the side, Rob Derby and Zach Laybutt. Now, a man that has been working really closely with them at the Townsville Blackhawks and the Q Cup, one of the assistant coaches, I'm pretty sure you know his name. He's a premiership winner. He did it all with the Maroons too. Won a World Cup. Michael Morgan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elliot. Thanks for the introduction. I can't claim too much. A lot of that's Payne.
Aaron Payne is the head coach, but you know, you're there. You're an attractive piece of furniture. You're a coffee table. Let's call you a coffee table. He's the house.
I'll take that.
So coffee table, you've worked with these kids, Rob Derby, who's a winger I've heard amazing things about. I don't know much about Zach Lay, but what can you tell us about them both who will debut?
Yeah, Rob, he's come a long way this year, actually, since the start of the season. He's been doing things that not many other people could do. He's made line breaks and tries off kickoffs, and so he's doing some special things. He's obviously a, I don't know if you've seen him, but there's a fair bit of him. He's very tall and he's quite filled out now. So, look, expecting him to have a really good game. And Zach Labert, he's actually the younger brother of Kyle, who played for the Cowboys a few years ago. Bit like Kyle, his older brother, just a natural sort of footy player. Everything, he makes things look easy, very skillful, and I'm sure, again, he'll do a good job. He's a very good defender, so fingers crossed he can help that left edge stay strong.
Away from the technical side of it, Morgs, how special is it to get that phone call to say you're debuting? You were, and I know we have to go way back here, you were, what, 2010 when you got that call. What's the week look like and then the day of?
Yeah, it's look, it's definitely an exciting time, and they're both pretty young as well. Yeah. So it's an exciting time in their life, but also for their family. I mean, it's their families would have sacrificed a lot for them growing up to get them to where they are now, and it kind of feels like it all pays off in that moment. But I can still remember when I found out a number of years ago now. But and it was cool for them because they got to find out in front of the team as well. So awesome. They all had the week down in Sydney and found out around the dinner table together. So it was good for them.
I know you hate it when I make things about you, but I do just need to a little bit more. So and just so I can learn more about what these kids are going to be up for Friday night. The day of the game, when you arrive to the venue, I apologise, I'm not sure exactly where your debut was in 2010, but what's that like? Can you feel your legs? I can't imagine you could be much more nervous than that night.
No, well, I was nervous all week, literally. Yeah. And yeah, so it's a bit of a blur of a week, and you're excited, you get nervous, you get excited, you get worried, you go through a bit of a rollercoaster of emotions. Yeah. And I still remember, sitting there on the bus to the game, I was actually sitting beside Dane Hogan, who was debuting the same night as me. So I actually had a debutante the same game as well. So maybe those two might sit together on the bus and have a chat, see how each other are feeling, but I can guarantee there'll be plenty of nerves there.
Well, I can't wait to watch them. That game is Friday night, 8 o'clock is kickoff. If you can't catch it, of course, you can keep it locked on Triple M, the listener app. You'll hear it there with the Cowboys call team. Michael Morgan, the coffee table, doing some awesome things at the Blackhawks. Also a big businessman these days. When you call, you get him one every 10 times. But I get it, mate. I'm just a bottom feeder. I'm just a sucker fish and you're a shark. But we appreciate your time this afternoon.
Hey, be more positive about yourself, Elliot. You're a nice guy.
Good on you, legend. Talk to you.
See ya.
Coming up next on Triple M's Rush Hour, the last thing you want to happen to you when you go to hospital, and I'm only talking about, minor surgeries here when you have to get a little procedure done, the last thing you want to happen to you has occurred. Story out of Central Queensland from a member of the Triple M family. You're going to want to hold on to your seatbelts after this on Triple M.